Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most five-thumbed podcast network.
Hey everybody, it's Zach. Welcome to Plumbing the Death Star.
Where we ask the important questions like, would you attend the party that is depicted in the song Monster Mash?
So we all know the Monster Mash, Graveyard Smash. It's classic.
Yeah.
We've all been there. Everybody attends, but would you go? That's the question.
Everybody attends, but would you go?
Everybody attends the Oscars. Would you go?
Yes. Okay. If someone was like, Joel,
well, I'm glad we clarified.
Joel,
well,
would you,
thank you guys. It's been Plumbing the Death Star. See you next week.
Would you go to the party? Would you not go to the Oscars?
Well, that's probably not.
Why?
It sounds busy, and I don't care.
Do you that seems more like a you thing than the party slash Monster
Jackson,
Mash.
Jackson, yeah. Question.
What?
Do you like parties?
I like some parties.
Oh, no. Well, you wouldn't go to the Monster Mash, would you? You don't know anyone there.
So, we're working in the lab late one night when our eyes behold an eerie sight. The monster from our slab begins to rise, and suddenly, to our surprise, they do the mash.
So it's not going to a party, it's accepting if a party comes to you.
Well, presumably...
If anyone hasn't heard the Monster Mash, it's important to note that the first verse or paragraph of the story, depending on how you're in...
If you're reading it as a novel for some reason.
Yes.
Depending on how you're consuming this media... Yeah. It seems like the Monster Mash is not a location, but in fact a dance. But then, once we get further in, you'll understand that, no, we haven't fucked this up.
Yeah.
It is also a location and a dance. Like disco is a music and a place.
Ooh. Oh, like how Robbie Williams' Rude Box can be an action.
It's a noun and a verb.
Is disco a place?
Yeah, dude, you want to go down to the disco. Well, I guess kind of discotheque, but you can, go to the disco.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Panic at the disco.
I thought you meant disco as a place, like, in a kind of metaphysical, like, disco's a place you can go if you believe.
If you're just feeling crazy, you can really reach that level of disco.
So, first of all, we're working before this party happens, which I think is worthwhile pointing out.
Kills
and
the vibe.
It's late.
Yeah, we're working in the lab late one night, you know, and... I guess we've discovered... So the monster on our slab is presumably Frankenstein's monster. Am I incorrect?
Well, in your case, it'd be...
I imagine so.
Yeah, okay.
I'm making it Jackson or Zach or Dusha or Cass's monster.
Our monster.
Our monster.
Had we already brought it to life or is this notable?
Yeah, I can't tell because it just says they arise.
Yeah.
To me, that would assume it's a surprise awakening.
Well, well, he does say surprise.
Yeah.
Zach's nailed it.
All right. Yeah. I don't want to say I'm great at, you know... literary analysis. Oh no. Just all of my weaknesses, no physical comedy, all verbal comedy. Oh no.
It's great to imagine, like,
Zach is being very funny with his arms right now.
Thank you.
His physical comedy is off
the chain.
Oh,
it's incredible. It's
imagine
the
funniest thing you've seen a man do. He's doing right now.
Whoa, and he's still doing it.
Whoa.
How is it even possible for a person to do that?
I'm exhausted.
All right, guys, I'll stop. Psych, here it comes again.
Oh, my God. It's too funny.
Frankenstein gets up.
It's also very important to note that it is 41 degrees Celsius.
So hot in this studio.
Or 105 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Thank you for converting for all of the Americans that will definitely not be listening because I'm on.
Like, Plumbing the Dust, though, that's a show I usually listen to from Australia. Zach Zucker.
What?
He's one of us.
He's what, 5,000 miles away?
I just love that you have fans who at any given time are like, how far is he?
Yeah. How far away is Zach?
There's no fans. We know that.
They have a tracker one day, they're like, 26 miles.
He's moving.
I could reach him.
At any moment. He's probably doing that funny thing we all love.
He's going crazy with his hands. So Frankenstein does the mash, he does the monster
mash. And we're like, holy shit, this is a surprise.
It's a graveyard smash. Now, I think it's important. We're coining this term.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what?
What's that?
If we, as the lab owners,
yeah,
mm-hmm. Maybe it's too early in the piece to pose this.
Oh no, a bombshell.
If we made the monster.
Yeah.
Did we invent the monster mash?
That's a great question. Ooh. Is anything Frankenstein's monster does the intellectual property of Frankenstein? Like, if Frankenstein's monster made a great song,
well,
can Dr. Frankenstein...
Dr. Frankenstein doesn't get hung for murder when the monster does a murder.
That's true.
And he chases him with a boat or something instead. How does Frankenstein end? Like that, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I guess you would say then is not, like, then, I'm not doing the funniest thing of all time. It would be... God.
Everything is the intellectual. You know, like you sue something for an act of God. It's happening in the reverse.
God's claiming copyright.
It's now canon that Zach is an official vessel for God's comedy.
Look, I didn't say it. That's your words, not mine.
God actually makes several Jesus figures for various aspects of his personality. Wisdom, kindness, comedy.
This comedy's pretty godlike right now.
So, after he does the mash, catches on in a flash, which I don't know how we're claiming that, because are we dancing?
Oh, maybe the flash was the electricity, and it's a bit of pun.
It's a little bit of wordplay. Okay, then he says, from our laboratory in the Castle East to the master bedroom with a vampire's face.
Huh.
Where are we sleeping? Maybe they feast on us.
Also, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because that doesn't sound so much like a sexy thing. I think they literally... mean it.
I think the vampires eat in our bed, which is rough to find out.
The monster mash is a lot of things, but it's not a sexy song.
I think we can all agree.
Are we essentially our lab, our house, our castle?
Yeah, sure.
Our castle with a lab attached. Mm-hmm. Has it been overrun by monsters?
Yeah, but it before the song.
And
yeah.
Have we created all these monsters or these exterior monsters that have worked their way in?
Alternatively, is our lab just near a castle that's not our castle? Is this just near Dracula?
No, from
Dracula.
Dracula? Yeah. If we consult the lyrics, from my laboratory in the Castle East.
To the master bedroom with a vampire's face. To the ghouls. No, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes. So you got vampires, you can hear a monster mashing. You can't see it. We can just tell how it sounds. Yeah. Probably also worthwhile defining what the monster mash is.
I always imagined it was just this.
That's the monkey! No.
So I imagine it was done with fists somehow. You ball your fists and you move your arms.
How does Frankenstein move when he's angry?
He moves pretty action figure like now.
Yeah, yes.
Everyone's doing the monkey, yet when I did it, it's not the monster mash, it's the monkey.
It's not the monkey if your legs stomp as well. Then it's the monster mash.
I would participate and do this arm moving dance, but it'll be way too funny if I do it.
Genuinely, thank you. We couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I don't know if I could handle witnessing that.
We're already sweating from heat. We don't need to sweat from laughter.
So the ghouls come from their humble abode. The ghouls don't live with us. Okay. They're just knocking on the lab door.
They've seen electricity.
Hey, can we get a jolt?
Hey guys, I'd love to get a jolt right now.
Yeah, ooh. I see you got some electricity. Slam it into me. I'm a ghoul.
Do you reckon that's why the Draculas are there too?
Why? Because they wanted to be electrocuted.
Do they feast on the ghouls?
Yeah, well, Draculas drink blood, but maybe they love electricity.
Did they eat our wife? Blood?
What?
Ooh. What?
Well,
what?
The vampire, it says the vampires are in the master bedroom eating something.
Yeah.
And it's late at night.
Yeah, that's true.
Things are fucked for us.
Would you, with the party at its given sort of scenario, would you attend this party? If you saw, you live next to the ghouls, I guess, and you see the monster mash happening, are you likely to go?
Well, because what's happened is you're working late at night.
Mm.
Your monster has come to life and started doing the mash. You've been like, what the fuck? And then you've turned, and in the distance you can see other monsters doing the same thing. You're like, holy shit.
No.
All these monsters are mashing real hard right now.
At that point, I'd investigate.
I think for me, I would immediately realize that I will be the minority at this party. It's like going to a party for Postman or something. I don't know why that's what I picked, but I'm not a postman. So if it was a postman party, if it was the postman mash, I'd be out.
What if you were someone's plus one? Like, well, if you were like...
Hey, there's a sick party going on tonight, you know?
Yeah.
What kind?
You know, just a bunch of monsters going to electrocute each other and eat each other and shit.
Yeah, you know how sometimes...
Say no more. Yeah.
We sometimes get electrocuted and dance a special dance depending on okay. Who shocks us.
Yeah.
Well, do it in lab in castle.
if you do the mash, the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash. To be clear.
Are you doing the monster mash? You're not a monster. What? You're a monster.
It reminds me kind of like the dance, the Cupid shuffle.
Yeah.
You're not necessarily a little cute boy angel.
Yeah, that's true.
But you could be, but it's not exclusive.
You're still,
to that.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Alternatively, if you're a person and you do a terrible, terrible thing, like reanimate a corpse that then goes on to murder people, are you not a monster?
Ah, that's true. In many ways, you are a monster.
What is man if not God's monster?
The only thing this monster's killed, though, is it on the dance floor, because they animated him and all he did was start dancing.
Yeah.
And then every creature within distance was like, I want to get shot. And do that dance.
That's true.
So I think maybe it's monster mash because only monsters do it, which really, that means that there is an inherent magic or some sort of specific thing to monsters that they were like, we can all get in on this, but the people can't.
That's crazy because that, like, I'm imagining the four of us at the party and I'm seeing these ghouls get electrocuted and dance and I'm like, I'm next, and I just die.
And that's where the vampires come and feed.
Oh, we can eat this guy. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that's 5-second rule.
Also, where do the Oscars play into all of this?
Yeah, hey, great question.
I don't know. Is being electrocuted like being nominated for an award of some sort?
In many ways.
The feeling is apparently electric.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
The stars are out. Stars. Electricity.
It's all...
Wow, I didn't know the weight of murder would be so heavy.
See, but this is assuming that we are the protagonist of this story. What if we've just seen the party...
Are we monsters?
We're us.
Jackson.
Are you a monster? Yeah.
Hard to say. Go on a bit further. Who's there and...
Okay.
Who's playing?
Okay, they did the master demonstration. Okay. The zombies were having fun. I don't remember when the zombies got here, they're around. Fun. Party had just become. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son.
That's where I bail.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Wolfman, cool.
He's like a great
sick guy.
Wolfman turns up at a party, you're like, it's a party.
It's a good party.
He's going to get rowdy and take off his shirt. That's exciting.
Wolfman. For the showbiz folks, that's Wolverine, just so you're clear. Yeah.
You can imagine Wolfman throwing out some shockers. He's feeling the good vibes. He's real loose.
Wolfman comes in on a long board, gives you the shockers, asks where he can put it.
I think people chant when Wolfman comes in the room.
Wolfman! 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 Wolfman. Yes. He does a keg stand. Immediately.
Yeah.
Wolfman manages to steal you a beer, but no one brought any.
Whoa. Wolfman. Did he come from a previous location with beers?
That's a way shittier party.
I can also imagine Wolfman wearing a long sleeve t-shirt and shorts.
Oh,
Yeah. He's also just done some push-ups outside. Like his arm, you know, he's cut. He's pumping, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Long sleeve shirt, but rolled up a bit.
And do you get the feeling that Wolfman's not going to be here forever? Like he knows somehow of a cooler party.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
This is just one stop on his his journey on the night.
So whether or not you get invited to the next location, that's an important part of the party.
Sick, that's good. Dracula, I can vibe with that. Yeah. He's chill, he's talks all right. Funny, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Adam Sandler, Hotel Transylvania.
Yes.
Thank goodness you're here.
Which
this is like, you know when like they have like a, like on TV and there's a little like person in the corner doing sign language?
Yeah. It's me. That's for all the showbiz types.
Do you just mean interpretation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Announcing the references.
But the one I can think of.
Yeah.
Dracula,
right? Speaking of Hotel Transylvania, we haven't addressed this on air yet, but in a previous episode, I was like, there's a movie where they feed a Dracula some onion or something.
Garlic. Probably.
Garlic. And they think it's going to kill him, but then he just shits heaps. Yeah. Everyone was like, it's Lost Boys. And I was like, it's not, but okay. It's Hotel Transylvania 3.
There you go. Where did you see that?
So I work at a cinema and I'd just been working heaps when that happened, which is why I couldn't remember the film because I'd just seen that scene heaps.
That makes sense. Brag about seeing movies much?
Only bits of them. And only one starring Adam Sandler in animated form. Eight Crazy Nights, seen it heaps.
Oh, I love that one.
It's
Eight Crazy Times.
But yeah. They make guacamole and put heaps of garlic in it, and then he just does a big fart.
That'll get you. That'll get you.
That's the joke.
That's crazy, because that's like probably the first time Dracula's guts have had it going over in such a long time.
Yeah. Why was he eating?
I don't know.
He's on a date.
You know, he's got to do something.
Well, it's animation. Anything can happen, baby.
That's the magic of cinema.
But I understand what you mean. Dracula's there. He's cool.
He's fun. You can talk about that time he farted on this boat.
Yeah, exactly. But Dracula's son...
What the fuck is doing this here? Yeah. Yes. That's killed my
vibe.
See,
for some reason, I always imagined it as Dracula's adult son, which is so much weirder.
Oh, no.
Don't show up to a party with your adult son.
That's worse, I feel like. But to their credit, I also don't want to be at any party where any kids are at or anybody's father, son, and I don't want that to be there. But they are, what, thousands of years old?
Yeah, that's true. Mm.
But still, if it's in the monster universe, it's still probably not...
It's just gonna,
fun.
It's just gonna be, it's a weird vibe. Dracula, you're like, oh, Dracula! And he's like, hey, have you met my boy? And you're like, oh. Yes.
That's my boy. Another Adam Sandler movie. I'm on fire. I cannot be stopped.
Just do that thing. It's like, oh, here's my son. And you just look at you, be like, oh, hi.
You don't know the age, because they're like, can he drink? You don't know. You don't know how old a vampire
can is. Can a Dracula drink full stop? Hard to say.
Dracula's already kind of a party killer, so
his son.
Why did he turn up with Wolfman? I don't like this.
Yeah, I think that's less of two people coming together from another engagement and just two people showing up by chance at the door.
Yeah, that's true.
Wolfman wouldn't fuck with Dracula and his son.
Oh, God, too cool.
You could just imagine Dracula has done his hair. He's done his son's hair. It's clear this is their first event. Wolfman's wearing a hat. It has been dark for hours. He has not been home.
No, he's been out. He had a crazy day as well, you know. He had day parties.
He's got sunglasses on. He won't take them off, you know. He's living it. So...
You ask him to, he just taps his nose. You're like, what?
All right, Wolfman.
All right.
Keep your secrets.
The scene was rocking. All were digging the sound. So the monsters are having a good time.
Hey,
good
sound system. Sound. Yeah,
that's yeah. Good. Yeah. Igor's on the chains, backed by his baying hounds. Now, imagine Igor comes, a stitched together hunch man.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, Igor's at the party. And then he's like, dude, I brought my chains. That's like, you know, like a guitar guy, like the kind of guy at a party. It's like, I'll do Wonderwall, but like Wonderwall on the chains. I put my chains and dogs. Don't bring that to a party.
Do the dogs all bark in different, like, do they bark the scale? Like, do re mi, you know?
If he can do do re mi with his dogs, I'm back in.
I have a bit of beef to pick with you here, because I have been to parties where dogs have rocked up, and that's made the parties better. Because you can be drunk and touch a dog.
But these dogs are playing
along. You can't be drunk and touch a kid.
No.
You can't touch a kid ever, just be very clear.
That's good.
That's a bit of a PSA between us and you, the listeners.
And now, a quick word from our sponsors.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Also, Plumbing the Death Star is no good and you're still here for some reason, but did you know we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like, maybe you're the kind of person who wants a podcast where our good friend Mia watches the absolute worst cartoons she can find, like the Scooby-Doo Puppet Special or that cartoon from the 80s about an alive Rubik's Cube. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Cynical Cartoons, our cartoon review show that's far better than it has any right to be.
But yeah, because it's not just dogs coming to the party to play. This dog's coming to the party to back up Igor, as he sings.
Yeah, no, not even sings.
He just slams chains. That sounds like...
But that's his thing.
Can you mash to chains?
I mean, obviously, it's in the OG mash.
Yeah, that's buzz.
No, that's a good point.
You know what I mean?
That's something we need to just take at face value, because everyone was digging the sounds.
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
Like, it does specify that we love Igor and his dogs who hate the chains.
Plus, industrial music people dance through. That's heaps of chains. Yes, Nine Inch Nails, people like that.
I was just thinking Trent Reznor. Trent Reznor from The Social Network, Academy Award winning score.
Yes, and his musical bond, Atticus Ross, also Academy Award winner.
Yes.
The next line is
Catch their latest work in the Watchmen HBO TV series.
Yes. But please.
Please.
Thanks.
Shout out to Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross for sponsoring this
episode.
Also,
wait, sorry. This just seems like the perfect moment to do this. Did you know that Trent Reznor's first number one ever was Old Town Road?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember. He's
won a country music award now because of that sample.
Yeah. For a whole bunch of things. Wasn't there like, didn't Lil Nas be like, we're so sorry? And then he's like, I just keep it, whatever. Like, wasn't there like he didn't pay for anything to use that?
Yeah, so this is a not interesting story that I know the answer to.
No, it's super interesting. I love Lil Nas, I love Billy Ray, and I love Trent. Bring it on.
So Old Town Road is built upon a sample of Ghosts, and the Ghosts album is a Nine Inch Nails album that they released to the internet for free with no copyright, so you can just use it whenever you want. And Old Town Road is built on a sample of that, but you didn't have to ask Trent Reznor because of the way it was released.
Yep.
So then all of this happened, and then the song shot to the top of the charts, and Trent Reznor was like, cool. That worked.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you want.
Everyone, I think, was a little nervous at how Trent Reznor was going to react because he has been angry for his entire career. But at this time, he was like,
no, that's chill.
This is all right.
I'm really happy with that because I am a massive Old Town Road fan.
Yes.
I've been there since the beginning. And
that's
I'm
so good.
I appreciate Trent.
Yeah. I think one of the first shows of yours I went to was a Stamptown gig, and that was the only song that played.
Yeah, we played it on loop for the 25 minutes of the pre-show, and that was everyone's Sting on and off.
Oh, that's so good.
Can we still do that as well? The biggest night in Old Town Road, like, yeah.
Fuck, that's good.
The Monster Mash.
So the Coffin Bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker 5. This is just a band turning up. That's cool.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, a band turns up to a party, like, it's kicking off at this point.
If a band turns up to a party, that's fine. If there is people at the party that see instruments and they decide they're going to form a band and play
songs. See, that's Igor for me.
Yeah, that is...
And it's also very funny because Igor's like, dude, I got my chains, I got my dogs. And then an actual band arrives. But, you're like, shut up, Igor. Yeah.
But if we are the Dr. Frankenstein in this situation, then Igor lives with us.
He's our best friend.
So he doesn't, it's not like he showed up with instruments. He's like, I live here. Here are my chains and dogs.
Yeah. I like to imagine we're sitting there and Igor like nudges us and he's like, should I get my chains? And we're like, nah, probably not, dude. And he's
then
like,
the dogs start barking. He's like, well, the dogs are barking.
I'm gonna get my chains. Fuck, dude, don't. Wolfman's here.
There's a band coming.
No, Wolfman's like, yo, dude, do your thing. I don't care, bro.
Play the chains.
Wolfman's like, I'm gonna be gone by the time he finishes getting his chains.
Yeah. Wolfman's the guy you do just kind of like touching back on his background and his future.
Absolutely.
I think he's the guy that you won't get the invite from him to the next place, but you'll see him at the next place.
Yeah,
and he'll be like, oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's when you'll start to really get to know Wolfman.
Yeah, you get to know Wolfman at a second location.
At the second location.
Yeah. I don't know why that is, but I absolutely
agree. But you know people like that,
you know? Yeah, absolutely.
I know a few Wolfmen.
Yeah, because with Wolfman, once you get to his second location, he knows that you're on the same level.
Wolfman's like, oh, we're vibing.
We're vibing.
It's also a bit like when you get to the secondary location, you like you get that bit of self-confidence to be like, I could talk to him.
Yeah, absolutely. And you both like vetted each other to be there at that point. We're like, you know what? Yeah, we're here now.
Igor, on the other hand, I think it's a shock he's even here.
Well, he's lucky he lives in the house.
Yeah, otherwise, he wouldn't come. No, he's not going to any parties.
He's the equivalent of Dracula's son.
Yeah. Igor and Dracula's son will hang out and you'll be like, that's weird.
He's our housemate that kind of sucks.
Yeah, that is Igor.
A house party, but you live with a housemate that kind of sucks. And you're like, well, I can't uninvite them. They live here, but I hope they don't ruin it.
Yeah. Igor, he's bringing the chains out again.
Goddamn. 1 a.m., Igor's in his pajamas and heavily implying everyone should go home. And you're like, it's just not happening,
you
man.
You could just go to your room.
Go to bed.
Yeah, just go to bed and let it be background noise. Or whatever, chains. Yeah, but do your thing.
He's not listening.
Just throw on a movie, bro. Just go inside, throw on a movie. No one will disturb you.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of movies, the Oscars are coming up soon.
Get your money, people.
If you're part of the Academy, get your votes in soon.
Yep, thank you. Everyone get the screeners.
I recommend watching the screeners, yeah.
I sort of see the ghouls, just going even back further. I sort of see the ghouls as the kind of people that are at a party. You're not going to talk to them. They're always going to be in the background no matter what. They're going to eat a lot of dip. They're not going to interact much, and then they're going to go. In a way, we're all
immediately like flashback to parties where I'm like, I finished the tzatziki.
Yeah, I've finished more dips than I have talked to people at parties.
But that's goals. Nothing wrong with being a goal, but that's goals.
Goal, yeah.
That's why you buy dip, because you're inviting them.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you don't want the ghouls to come, don't get the dip in the first place.
Everyone's been to a party where there's been like 100 people, and you've only spoken to like 10 people. Like, who are these other 90?
They're ghouls! Ghouls! They're so that the dance floor looks full, you know? That's what ghouls do.
They're extras for the industry, folks.
Yeah. What are they going to bring in an award at the Oscars for best extra? Some extras really put their heart and soul into their performance, and somehow a supporting role just doesn't quite cut it for an extra.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Do you guys watch Tim Heidecker and Greg Turkington's show on cinema?
What a show.
Did you see their interview with Vulture where Greg was talking about there's more categories? He's like, I've always said there should be best character. And he's talking about having more Oscars. Like, I think we should do maybe every 6 months. Then he talks himself into having it like every 3 or 4 months.
Oh, that's so good.
Really funny man. Shout out to Los Angeles.
Something else I want to point out is that the vampires are still in the vampires that aren't Dracula and his son are still in their bedroom dancing. I don't know what that's about, but it's become weirder and weirder. Yeah, eating. But it's where the vampires feast, but they are doing the monster mash.
Right.
It just becomes weirder and weirder as the party goes on.
Have you not danced while you had dip?
That's what I was literally thinking. I was like, but I'm dancing by the table.
Yeah, you're not doing it in a room away from the party.
Mm. No, I've been that friend as well. Like, you go to a party. I've had that group of friends where, like, you rock up to the party, like, ba-boo, you head into the bedroom and you sit.
Yeah, and you just don't talk to anyone. You just hang out with your friends at a place you've never been before.
Yep, you just all drink together and have a wonderful time. Then it's like, well, time to leave.
You're absolutely going.
Bye! People are like, was that a ghoul? No, no. Vampire.
You know the bedroom with the vampires feast? That's where they've been.
Yeah, and then you end up, should we keep going out? Yeah, I think Wolfman's having an after party.
They came to your party, you don't speak to them once, and they leave with Wolfman.
Vampires are kind of the opposite of ghouls, in which case they're there. You know, you've seen them come in, like where'd they go? But then you only see them when they're leaving again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where have they been?
Where have they been?
But it's cool for the social setting to have had them there in the first
place. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's something people will talk about. Yeah, no, absolutely. They're valuable to a party. More valuable than the ghouls. All right. So
you gotta have both.
Well, yeah, because the ghouls are the people where they arrive at the party and you're like, I wasn't really excited you were coming, but it's good you're here. You know what I mean?
I'm not upset you're here, and honestly, I'll see you again next time.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the function of ghouls.
No one's ever had a party that's had zero ghouls and it had good stories come out of it.
Yeah,
it's true. Ghouls.
Or just 100 vampires. It doesn't work.
Well, you need your vampires because you need to dramatically burst into a room and be like, oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then leave.
You need.
Be like, wait, I live here.
Yeah.
I could go into my bedroom.
I'm never going to be able to go to a party again and not be like, all right, who are the ghouls? Who are the vampires?
Where's Igor?
Where's Igor? Yeah.
Just fucking dogs.
All right, so out of his coffin, Drax voiced it ring. So I would like to point, Dracula came to the party and went to bed.
I hate
Fuck
Dracula.
You, Dracula.
Oh, he's like, I hit this party. Can I crash? We're like, yeah?
Yeah, I suppose.
Also, anyway, can I bring my son? Yeah, fuck, I should have just said no. Like, but you hang up the phone, you're like, why?
Yeah, that's on me. That's
unless,
so weird.
Unless he needs the coffin for like a quick change. Oh, or yeah. It's part of like an entrance, like, hey, I'm here,
oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, that's true. Like, what his son wheels his coffin in.
Yeah. Son, bring the dress. Oh, dad.
Oh, no.
Which then makes me have a bit more empathy for little baby Dracula.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Have you ever
yeah.
been to a party where someone that's not the host has had a costume change? I'd kill myself.
I've so actually, bad. I don't know if I've...
I don't know like, if that's a thing that's possible.
I've definitely been to parties where that's happened. Fucking uni people yeah. and their drama clubs and they're yeah. like, ha, 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 it's a costume party. I'm wearing two costumes.
I guess I've also seen some vampires who have gone, who've been like so too cool for the party that then they like change out of their nice clothes to someone else's sweats to still further
yeah.
assert their vampire dominance.
Absolutely.
You know?
To nestle in to the point where you're like, maybe I'm sleeping on the couch tonight.
That's why yeah. I take steaks to parties.
I think I've definitely like gone, if I'm staying over at someone's house, I have, I did this the other week. Oh no.
Cass, it's
or
all
like
right.
bring a jumper with me and be like, yeah, it's fine. Like for when I get cold on the ride home and then be like, what if now? And all of a sudden I'm in pajamas.
You're Dracula.
Oh, wow.
Fuck no. Get my son out of here. That's so embarrassing.
So Dracula was troubled by just one thing. He opened the lid, shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist? So he's mad at the Monster Mash. Which is so fucking annoying.
Is he a boomer?
Dracula's massive
He's
boomer.
He's the biggest boomer.
Hey, what's this new day? It's the Monster Mash, Grandpa. Get used to
so
it.
So he was mad because he was twisting before, and then he burst out of this coffin doing the twist. But no one even cares because they're all mashing.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And then
yeah.
all of a sudden he's shaking his fist.
Oh, and it's probably worthwhile that when the band arrived, they played the Monster Mash.
It's a song and a dance it's and a place.
Yeah, it's yes. a song, a dance, and a okay. place.
A rare triple threat. Yeah. Wow. can't think of any versions of that in real life.
Oh, well, yeah.
So, but then the next line after Dracula's like, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist? It's now the Mash. It's now the Monster Mash. So it's just the same dance, which is also the monkey, as we pointed out. So I don't know what that's about. Maybe they're saying it's now the Mash, like the new dance for this generation,
that,
Dracula, is the Monster
sense.
Mash.
So like, so the chorus is literally like a Greek chorus.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
We speak on behalf of the audience here.
It's now the Mash.
Seth MacFarlane. Triple threat. He does cartoons, he can dance, and he does comedy. Sorry, I'm not happy with that one, but you know, I just had to get it out there for the fans.
It was good to play.
For the fans of cinema, to be clear.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, if you're a fan of Zach, specifically, tweet in with how many miles you think you are away from him at this very point.
If a single person responds that you haven't told to respond to this, I'll buy you all dinner.
Please.
Well, that's exciting.
Please, I'm
dinner
hungry.
Rides on this. we're in between pay weeks here, so dinner would be nice.
Yeah, I could go with dinner, sure.
Just for everyone else who doesn't know, there are about maybe 35 cans of beans in this house right now that aren't able to be eaten because they already gave them away and they've all been claimed.
Yeah,
everybody four beans.
A bean, okay? You'll find out why the beans were there eventually. Just know that we've divvied them up like pirate booty.
This is going to be an incredible throw forward to when in 4 months people see what we use the beans for. They're like, oh why?
Wow. That's strange.
Was that good?
Just know it's super hilarious, and now I'm shaking my legs, and it's even funnier.
All right, now everything's cool.
Hell yeah.
Drax part of the band.
Tell you what. What? Oh.
What?
If you can't beat him, join him, you know?
Oh, no.
How did Dracula, imagine making the transition from this song sucks to suddenly in the band.
Do we know what he's doing in the band?
No.
Did
he's
just
I hope he's got like a shaker.
Oh, you know? Yes.
He's not really in the band, but they're yeah. like, all right, Boomer, come on in. Yeah, let him in.
It's a tambourine, whatever. Out of pity. You
he's
can...
singing into it like a microphone.
I like to imagine, so he's a bit older. So between whatever happened to the Transylvania twist.
Yeah.
And now, when everything's cool, it is the chorus where everyone's saying,
yeah,
it's now the Mash. So I'm imagining the band's there and it's like, what are you doing? They're like, It's just this. It's the same thing. It's every, like, someone has that, like, drunken clarity where they're able to be like, hey, man, nothing fucking means anything. And we got to live in the now. And they pass him a beer and he has a beer and he's like, oh.
Yeah. Can I propose an alternative? So I think, I agree. I think that's what happens in the chorus. But I think Drac saying what happened to my Transylvania twist is he's disappeared like vampires do, but he's come back massively drunk, like dangerously drunk. And he's yelling and he's wrecked the vibe of the party. And everybody's had to sort of hone in on Dracula and be like you said, like, dude, give it up. It doesn't matter. And then he's gone on stage.
He's like, you're right.
Yeah, no, I like that.
I should go on stage.
Yeah, I hear you.
I love that because it seems to fit, but I hate that because his son is still there.
Oh, that's true. That's what everybody's saying.
Do you think his son is like, that's my dad? Or he's like, oh, dad. And then Igor's like, hey, don't worry. Do you want to come play with my chains?
Don't worry, listen to this. Is this music?
One day you'll be just like me, boy.
Go away, Igor! He ruins every party.
Ooh, new nicer theory?
Please.
Dracula put his son into bed.
Yes, no, that's fair. That's where the coffin comes
maybe
in.
Maybe he had custody, so that's why he brought the coffin.
Well, it's become sadder again.
Sad divorce, dad brings son to party. Yeah. Everyone boos.
Dracula's like, hey, I'm coming to the party. We're like, sweet, you and bride of Dracula? He's like, no, but son of Dracula.
Don't worry, I'll put him to bed in a second. Out, what is this song?
What are you playing?
Things have changed since I had son.
God, I don't get out anymore. Like, you can tell that his anger is more at his own life.
Absolutely, it's internal.
No one takes it personally. They're just like, come on, man. What? Dance with us. Play in the band.
What if he isn't actually angry when he says what happened to the Transylvanian twist? He's re-announcing that his son has gone to bed. He's emerged from the coffin after putting his son to bed. The Monster Mash is playing. He's like, whatever happened to the Transylvanian twist? Anyway, guys, I'm back.
I'm back. Kids asleep. If we can keep it down a little bit.
But I can be cool now. Yeah.
No one go to the Western Wing. Let's party.
Eastern Castle. Or even alternative potential story. Maybe the Transylvanian, whatever happened to the Transylvanian twist, like, maybe that's a, oh, fuck, I had a way funnier thing in my head and I lost it. Never mind, keep going.
All good.
We had to go back and edit out Zach's joke because it was too funny.
No.
So if you just want to take a moment to laugh heaps, know that we had to cut out a joke because we were worried about your health.
I don't have it, but I'm going to go for it again.
Yes, go!
What is like, whatever happened to the Transylvanian twist? We all used to jump on and sing song. You know, and it became this type of thing. Yeah.
That was what it was truly mean. That's when we truly partied and everyone's like, whoa.
Maybe his... And he goes, go on. He takes that tambourine.
And then they monster they mash again.
Yeah, and they mash so hard.
Question, has Wolfman left by this point?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Wolfman's gone.
As soon as a kid goes to bed.
Wolfman's like, this party has run its course. I'm out.
But also, I feel like he could be the guy that you're like, oh, he's definitely gone. But then 2 hours later, you're like, oh, Wolfman's still here.
Yeah. You're like, oh, he's gone. You go outside and he's like just smoking.
No, I was just having a smoke.
Yeah, I was having a smoke. Yeah, just having a smoke out the back. I'm coming
just
in.
Just hanging like, out with the vampires.
Just howling at the moon, doing my thing. You know.
Yeah, so the full moon was out. I needed to give it a yell, but I'm coming back.
It's too big.
You see things a bit later, like maybe things online, you hear other stories and it's like, oh, he went to another party. He came back, and then you're like,
check
oh my
story.
God. He came back. He came back
to this party.
Holy
was
fuck,
was,
no one can talk about it. No one can talk about it. That's just the coolest thing that's ever happened.
It's so funny because you're like, this party was not as good as he thought the party he was going to was, but better than the party he was going to actually ended up being.
I think the biggest piece of shit thing I've done involving parties was I left a party that was no good and went to a party that was off the chain. And then off the chain party ran out of alcohol. So then I took a few friends from that back to the shit party because I knew that there was lots of drinks still there.
Wow.
What does that make me?
I thought you were going to be way worse. I thought you were going to invite a few people who were at shit party, but just tell them to bring all the alcohol to the cool party.
Yeah.
That's a shit move. That one was just like, nah, whatever. We're trying to keep our night going. And y'all,
actually, if anything, I maybe made the shit party better by bringing fun drunk
That's
people.
That's sort of a Wolfman move.
Maybe that's a super Wolfman move because you just bring the fun in.
Yeah.
It's a Wolfman move.
Wolfman move. And Wolfman.
After bringing cool people to a shit party, I should reward myself with a few free bets.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. You've improved the situation.
Especially if anyone had ever, if there was any other great friendships that blossomed from that night.
Exactly. Yeah, relationships. That was on you.
You don't know what you started with simple move.
That's true.
That's powerful.
Wow. You're a wolf man.
Yeah, you're a goddamn wolf man.
You're a goddamn wolf man.
So my monster mash is the hit of the land.
Are we claiming credit for this song all of a sudden?
I reckon, no, I, I go back to, you know, how Zach is a conduit for God's comedy.
Yeah.
We invented this Frankenstein.
Hey, we've monster. What is Frankenstein? Has he just been dancing the whole night on the dancing floor?
I think so. Oh, yeah. I think he rose from his slab, started, and has not been able to stop. And he's a beacon for the party.
Oh, yeah, he's like an electricity rod, and everyone sees him, and they just want to come and dance around him.
Just losing their minds around him. But even when the music stops, he's still going, and you're like, you were right there, Frankenstein.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just feeling that. He's just like on too much Molly or something. He's really
I'm
going.
I'm just feeling it. I'm just
too much
a good
electricity.
Time.
Wow.
Feeling the rhythm of his heart and sweat. Sweating profusely.
Chewing the inside of his
mouth. Yeah, he's
That's why he's on those stitches. He's just chewing his mouth off. Literal face off.
Frankenstein's monster, please use gum. Or at least a lollipop.
Your skin does not have the tensile strength.
For this electricity.
But you just keep coming back like, I can't keep taking new faces. You just, you gotta meet me in the middle.
Take half an electricity at a time. See how you're feeling.
Be responsible for Frankenstein's monster.
You did this to me.
Come outside. You gotta cool down.
Can't do
no!
it.
No. Must mash. Must keep mashing.
Party good. Cool down bad. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. That's nice. We got an invite. Aww.
We scored an invite at the end of the party.
That's pretty rough. That's like we were like, hey, can we still come? And he's like, yeah.
That's like when you hit a friend up at like 10 or 11. You're like, I'm at a party if you want to come. You're like, they're not coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I invited them and I get to feel a little better. So
it's also like kind of going to a place the next day and people are like, yeah, there was this party last night. Like, oh, yeah, cool. I'd heard about it. And they're like, why didn't you come? And you're like, well, I wasn't invited. Like, no, it's for the living too.
Yeah, you're right. This one sounds like it's the next day. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You could have. Yeah,
you could have come.
Well,
of course, you could have.
Did you not think you could let living people in? That's like, do you think that of me? You're like, Turn it on them.
Yeah.
But Jackson was saying he wouldn't go to the Oscars because he's a celebrity. Yeah.
I suspect that Jackson wouldn't go to the Oscars because Jackson has to wear a suit.
I just imagine you'd find it so itchy. You'd be sitting in the seat like, ah!
Putting up my hand, seeing if someone
can I kiss?
Can I go?
Yes.
Where?
Why?
There'd be a bar you can just go stand at.
I thought you're gonna be like, there's a bar you can go piss at, dude.
I mean, there's a toilet for pissing and
a bar for drinking.
God, the Oscars have it all.
I mean, some Oscar trivia. So, you know, the creators of South Park.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Exactly. They when they went, because they were nominated for a best song from Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, they both just dropped acid and wore dresses. And then their whole thing was they just didn't acknowledge it the whole time. They just kept saying, the stars are out tonight. You know, every time anyone would ask about it. So that's how you could make it fun for yourself.
That's how I could enjoy it. I'd like to point out that I love the way sometimes Doucher answers, not a question, but someone will say something and then you'll say a statement like you're trying to win a trivia game. Do you know what I mean? You're like, oh, the creators of South Park, you're like, Trey Parker, Matt Stone. Trey Parker, Matt Stone, I won.
It's important to note that I'm facing Zach, and he did look like he was searching for the names, and I had them.
Look, this isn't the first time.
I love Matt,
Matthew.
The stars are out tonight.
They're also Tony Award winners for all the Thesbos out there.
Whoa!
I think they won 13 for the Book of Mormon.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. I think they won almost every one. I could be wrong. I'm probably wrong, but I'm going to stick with it. Lock it in.
Imagine going to the Oscars or the Tonys and one thing wins literally every award. That would rule.
I would hate it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so against award ceremonies, but I am. The last line of the last verse is, when you get to the door, tell them Boris sent you. Who is Boris?
Aren't we Boris?
I mean, maybe we're Boris. Boris Frankenstein.
Wait.
Creator of Frankenstein's monster.
Apparently the writer of the song, or the singer of the song, is Bobby Boris Pickett.
Okay. Mm. Well,
Pickett is funny enough for imagine them kind of protesting the monsters from the outside.
That's good. You wrote the song, dude. What are you doing? But I didn't write it for them. But then there's a little line at the end that says, Mash Good, which I assume is Frankenstein's monster. Going crazy.
Yeah.
And then Easy Ego, you impetuous young boy. And then Mash
He's
Good
really
again.
Going crazy on the chains and the hounds at this
easy
point.
Easy Ego, go to bed.
So, Mash Good.
It's good to imagine that that's at the very, like, 5 a.m. The ghouls have gone, the vampires have crashed in the master bedroom, and Frankenstein's still going crazy on the dance floor.
Have you? have you taken more electricity since the music stopped?
Please, you're going to be at it all night. I mean, you don't need to sleep, I don't think, but I'm so worried for you, dude.
You just get shut off or shut on, right?
Just flicking a switch in the back of his head. Calm down.
You weren't alive at the start of this party. Go to bed.
So, okay, so at the end of all this, would you attend the party as depicted in the Monster Mash? Would you go?
I think at the end of this, I've realized that every party I've ever been to has been the Monster
Mash. Yeah, truly. It just depends what archetype you fit at each party and like where it is. Yeah.
Man, that's what a disturbing revelation. I know. We've been to the Monster Mash, but then every party is the same.
Yeah, every party is the Monster Mash. It just depends who you are at the Monster Mash.
It's kind of made me want to go to a party.
Me too.
Yeah, let's go. Let's have a party.
Yeah, let's do it.
On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Cass.
I've been Zach.
And Zach, where can we find you?
That depends.
Who's looking?
Who's looking? I will be in America for the first bit of January. Then I will be. I'm going to the UK. I'm doing a big tour out there with my show, Jack Tucker. Please come.
It's brilliant.
It's incredible.
We saw that this year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it's so fun.
It's where you get to see that godlike physical comedy IRL.
See it in action.
You can see it for real. I'm doing a run at Soho Theater in London. The first one sold out. This one sold 4 tickets.
Oh,
all right. Hey.
When this episode comes out, hopefully it's sold more.
Well, we'll see. I hope so. And then, doing the big UK thing. And then who knows? We'll kind of go from there.
Hey, that's cool. Go see the show. I almost said go see Jack, but I guess that is fine because your character's name
that
is Jack.
True.
Yeah, you can say it.
Yeah, go see Zach / Jack at the Soho Theater. Thank you for listening. Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.